Blog Talk Radio.
You know, man, I would really dig. I would really, really dig to be able to go back to the things when I was just a little kid. Back to the neighborhood, man. Ah, it was a groove then, man. I really, really, I'd like to return to all those things like stickball and stoopball and fistball and basketball and playing in the streets, man. Oh, man, it was a groove in those days, man. I mean, really, it was out of sight, you know? And, like, you met a girl, man, and, oof, she was your love, you know? And you kind of ran together, you know what I mean? You ran up and down the streets together because, like, in those days, love was love, man.
Whoa, what happened? Clicked the wrong thing. Sorry about that.
You know, man, I would really dig. I would really, really dig to be able to go back to the things when I was just a little kid, back to the neighborhood, man. Ah, it was a groove then, man. I really, really, I'd like to return to all those things like stickball and stoopball and fistball and basketball and playing in the streets, man.
Ah,
oh man, it was a groove in those days, man. I mean, really, it was out of sight, you know? And, like, you met a girl, man, and, oof, she was your love, you know? And you kind of ran together, you know what I mean? You ran up and down the streets together because, like, in those days, love was love, man.
Okay, well, welcome to Mr. Crackers Radio. We are live on the air, and if you want to call in, our guest call-in line is 646-478-3594. And we are continuing with the soundtrack from the movie Dubedio. And last week we left off with the, side two. We played a couple tracks off of there from Social Distortion. So how about another one just to refresh your memory? Hour of Darkness.
An hour of anger.
Well, you know, I have to say Social Distortion was one of my favorite bands to work with back at the Café de Grand, and they always drew a nice, comfortable crowd, you know. Mike was always great to work with, really super nice guy, and I just can't say enough nice about him. Okay, so that was track 3 off of the album and off of side B, and this next one is track 4, A Little Lesson in the Movie Biz by Zachary.
Wizard.
Singing telegram for Mr. Dubedio.
How you doing?
You're Mr. Dubedio?
Right.
Good. Hendrix is sent with word for Dubedio, a melody sweetie fo to tapio fiti. Mm-hmm. So sit down and relax. This isn't a quiz. It's just a little lesson in the movie biz. You want to make a movie. He puts up the cash. You spend time being groovy. Your movie's gonna be a piece of trash. You are the producer. He is the financier. If he loses money, the blame is on you, sir. What in the world could be more clear? Got to deliver. The product is king. This Stanislavski crap don't mean a goddamn thing. Beauty and business, you may have confused. He didn't say he wanted it good. He said he wanted it Tuesday. You, Dubedio, are through, Dubedio. You thought that you were safe, but you were wrong, wrong, wrong. So shoot, think, edit, but fast. You haven't got long.
Got a good voice.
Thank you.
Want some advice?
Sure.
Take a fly and fuck the paradise.
Okay.
Listen to me.
Listen to me, please. Pull back the foreskin. None my uncircumcised dick. Lick out this make my cheese.
That last little insert was a comment from El Duce. Next up, we have Kyle Toucher's Dr. No.
Take a big fist, gonna thrust it way up your ass. He's gonna pull it out and take a Watch out. Oh, no! Wait a minute! Hey, you guys! What the fuck? Hey, get away from me! Hey, hey, what the... Hey, hey, I swear to God, I paid my union dues, you know? Hey, hey, what the fuck, man? All I did, I sent you out for pizza, and what happened? You come back and try to thrust it at my asshole. Jesus Christ, what the hell's going on? Hey, you guys, get... Hey, 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 get the fuck away from me! Don't you take in this guy on my back. Come on, get serious. Hey, come on, that hurts!
I ran across an article about DuBedio called Sugar Buzz. And it says here, ever seen a really bad car accident and try to look the other way, but you can't? Well, this isn't like that. This is one of those most confusing, fucked up pieces of cinema, they write, Christina Cameron writes, that she's ever seen. It's kind of like being in a car accident, and instead El Duce is driving and Ray Sharkey is the other car, high as shit. Dubidio is a movie. The mafia finances the movie, and he is given a deadline of 31 hours to finish it, featuring one of the oddest mashups of performances, filler and commentary. We see almost 50 minutes of footage from a movie that was being made in the 70s called We're All Crazy Now, with Joan Jett, Cheryl Rainbow, and Smith, and two other actresses portraying the other Runaways, the band The Runaways. Filming started right after the band broke up, Joan Jett being the only one opting to do the project. Eventually it ran out of money and the footage was scrapped. Until 1984, when Joan was a huge success and it was brought up and Dubidio was born. We see Joan smiling, singing on stage and a few other venues, acting and playing out a sort of day in the life of the Runaway scenario. And the song that I just played, Nightmarish Imagery, splashed in with Polaroid sex, death, and weird porn, basically anything disturbing, along with a strangely placed performance by the mentors. Guest spots by Texacala Jones, Joanna Wendt. That was Joanna Wendt who just performed that last song that you heard. El Duce and Derf Scratch from Fear playing Dubidio's cough syrup addicted editor. So continuing on, here we go with the final countdown by the MGBs.
Go near that door, I'll blow your fucking head off.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
Money, Mr.
I don't take this personally, babe. It's just that I gotta finish the film, you understand? It's a matter of honor. Use this.
You can't use this. You didn't shoot this. Or is it gonna be illegal?
Put it up, man. Come on. Put it up.
I've always hated the old Mr. Dubidio.
Okay, so this film within a film, within a long-running commentary, ran into financial problems. The directors, Alan Sachs and Mark Schaefer, El Duce and others talk through the entire film about a score of subjects. The worst is when they start degrading Jett. Many wonder why she never sued the production and let the film be distributed, as limited as it was. We seed you Dubidio thought process being narrated, paranoid mixes of panic attacks as were treated to scenes in Dubidio's apartment where the film is being edited. It's dark, dusty, cluttered. We see Dubidio hook up with a blonde woman who gives very little explanation to why she's there. She returns after Dubidio explains that he invited her back there, 31-hour session after he dropped her off at Weight Watchers. I don't know. Anyway, continuing on here, let's see, what do we have next? We're just about here. Aha! El Duce's mentors, get up and die.
I'm afraid.
that's the second glitch I found in this record. Okay, so the article in Sugar Buzz magazine says the upside of the movie says it's got a good soundtrack. Early Social Distortion, TSOL, Tex and the Horseheads. It's a small consolation to have some good music in a film like this, and Social Distortion really shines. And let's see. I don't see. Well, and they didn't mention Chucky Weiss. Gosh, I just love Chucky Weiss. Always have loved his music. And then at the bottom here it says, unfortunately, I've only seen the soundtrack for sale for a three-figure sum. Whoa, three-figure sum. It's not on Mystic, I'll tell you. The movie was released to several film festivals and had a short distribution in 1984. And that was probably the 500 records that Mystic ran. In the early 90s, it was bootlegged and passed around. As for the movie, it is also hard to find, which may be a good thing. So if you really want to watch Dubedio, it's available on streaming sites and YouTube. Has a five-part highlight or low light, chain of clips, and they wrote that they watched it twice and didn't think that they needed to venture down the path, dark and nonsensical rabbit hole again. So they didn't say too much about it, except for the fact that it has a great soundtrack, and we can thank the one and only Doug Moody for the soundtrack, because they gave him a piece of junk that was being scrapped, and he managed to put it together. So on the last part of the album here, I have Dubedio Breakdown with Mark Wheaton and a comment by the film's producer, Alan Sachs. Here we go. I guess that was it. I don't see where this commentary is. Let me see. Number 10. What did I forget to load it up? Okay, well, I don't know.
Party or go home!
That's right. Party or go home. The one and only Meryl from SWA. Okay, so I don't know about you, but I would totally love to hear another Social D song. Here we go. It wasn't a pretty picture. Wasn't a pretty picture. Social Distortion. Well, I think it's going to play.
Straight.
I did find the clip from Alan Sachs, and here it is for the end of the show.
To beat you, I'm surprised. I think that instead of saying goodbye, you make another film for us, huh?
Benny, roll up the footage. I want to see the end credits.
I'm in trouble.
You know how many people are going to be after my ass?
Now, I'm totally prepared for anything but explosives right now, and I'm concerned about that.
Fuck it. Okay, well, that was the end of the show. Don't forget to party or go home.